In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The other day, while I was in Europe with Father Romola, I thought of a passage from The Imitation of Christ. I recommended it to you just a while ago. Do you remember that? It's a great book of constant spiritual reading. This is the passage. There are many people who run off to various places to see relics of saints. Filled with wonder on hearing their deeds, they look over the vast churches enshrining them and kiss the holy bones in their setting of silk and gold. And here, you are before me on the altar, you, my God, the saint of saints, the maker of men, the Lord of the angels. When men go to see such things, it is often out of curiosity and a wish for a change of scenery. They come back little inclined to amend their lives, especially when their pilgrimage has been a mere light-hearted dashing hither and thither, without any real touching of the heart. But here, in the sacrament of the altar, you, my God, are wholly present, you, the man, Christ Jesus. There we are dowered in abundance with the fruit of eternal salvation. Every time we receive you worthily and devoutly. It is not frivolity that draws us there, not curiosity, not a desire for sensual pleasure, but firm faith, devout hope, and love unfeigned. Thomas a Kempis. We had just, Father Romola and I, visited Ars, the Curia of Ars, during the special anniversary of the 150th year of his death. Ars, the burial place then of the patron saint of priests. And then we had the grace, too, to be able to go to Paray-le-Monial, where the Sacred Heart appeared to Saint Margaret Mary, and pray in that same convent, and visit the tomb of St. Margaret Mary à la Coque, and as well the tomb of Blessed Claude de la Colombière, the Jesuit father, missionary to England and to its royal court, who was the means used by our Lord to spread the message of merciful love throughout the whole world and the whole church. And then finally, we finished up by visiting Nevers, right in the middle of France, to see the beautiful tomb, the Chasse of St. Bernadette. And certainly, when you go to such shrines, and I'd recommend it to any of you if you ever could make such a pilgrimage, there is a special feeling of sanctity there. And there is nothing quite like it to be able to think that here I am in the presence of the mortal remains, the relics, or in the case of Bernadette, the incorrupt body still, the miracle of this particular saint. But I must tell you this, the graces of a pilgrimage are many, but after having visited three, or really four shrines in 2 days, there was no feeling like that of praying in the very simple nun's chapel of the Sisters of Our Lady of La Salette in Crézon, very near to Nevers, where St. Bernadette reposes. Now, this little chapel, Father and I got there on the Tuesday afternoon of our 2-day pilgrimage. This little chapel is not particularly beautiful. It's a little on the modern side. The arrangement of things, I don't think, is too felicitous. Probably if I had a chance, I would rearrange this and that. And it doesn't have, unlike the great shrines of Europe or of France, a wonderful history behind it, just the story of some of you that 30, 40 years ago, they left the Novus Ordo so as to keep the true Mass and the true faith, these faithful, beautiful sisters of Our Lady of La Salette. I was surprised after I offered my Mass and I knelt down when it dawned on me, making my thanksgiving, looking at the plain tabernacle on the altar, Jesus, my God, is here. He's not in Paray-le-Monial. Sometimes you can't even get a sense of his presence because the Novus Ordo in certain places has put such ugliness into their chapels and churches so as to almost make you want to flee right away. That's the case of Paray-le-Monial. The altar's all gone and there's a very, very ugly mural. Although the tomb of St. Margaret Mary is still there, and I had made a pilgrimage there 33 years ago with my parents to consecrate my priesthood to the Sacred Heart. So I was very grateful to be able to return and to pray there at the tomb of Margaret Mary once again. Her relics are there, but our Lord's not there. And at Ars, we could really pray at Ars. They haven't changed it too much. It's a beautiful basilica, and you can see the side altars that the Curia of Ars put in, scrimping and saving and begging for each chapel or shrine, especially the beautiful one for Our Lady's Immaculate Heart and the beautiful one of Saint Philomena, whom we all love so. And it was wonderful to be able to take our time and to draw near to the patron saint of priests and just pray there. His relics are there, but our Lord is not there. And at Nevers, beautiful Saint Bernadette Incorrupt, in her beautiful and traditional chasse or tomb, you can see her body in the traditional habit of the Sisters of Charity. But she's not actually there. She's in heaven. Her relics repose there on earth. And then it dawned on me, as I was making my Thanksgiving after Mass that day, in that simple little chapel of the Sisters of La Salette, the Creator of the world lies here in this tabernacle. As here, he is exposed over the altar, waiting to receive the last homage of our love this evening. The God of heaven and of earth and of our hearts is here. And we are meant to feel it, to feel not only the splendor of the solemn ceremonies which have edified and uplifted all of us during these 40 hours since Friday evening, but to feel, too, I mean, the pull and the attraction of his silent presence all year long. If, after all of the things that you may see in your lifetime, and when you children grow up, you may see some of them, if at the end of the day, children, you always remember that the most important thing is there, the tabernacle, because God is there, then you will never lose your faith and you'll never lose your wonder that we have God in our midst. And that is why we try to do all of this to serve him as well as we may. May God bless you and may Our Lady grant you, all of us, perseverance. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen.